who personally is a king, not with a lot of stuff, be the king. He will repeat this later for Solomon and say, you know what? Kingdom doesn't make a king. A king will have a kingdom. Be the king. With having a lot of assets, you don't become the king. And when you're the king, you have all the assets. Here, he's explaining that again with another example. Another example of a relationship which could look like this, but it is the opposite. Yes?
In the topsy-turvy world, there is many a one of this. A pearl is less than a straw in their sight. Every desert has been named waterless country. A name and specious form has ensnarled their understanding. In the case of one class of people, the dress makes known. In a jalaba, they say that he belongs to the vulgar. In the case of one class of people, the hypocritical appearance of asceticism. The light is needed that may be a spy on asceticism. Light is needed, purged of whining and poison, that he may know a man without deed or word, and enter into his heart by way of the intellect, and behold his real state, and not be confined to tradition. The chosen servants of the knower of things unseen are, in the spiritual world, the spies on hearts.
Okay. Now we are at another, let's say, clear, bright point of light in his explanations. He started with what? First he said, look at this. There is this relationship between this man and the master. Then let me tell you that what I'm aiming at is you becoming the master of all personalities in you. Because there are different stuff there, right? I want you to be the master, to become a master. And when we are living there, there are a lot of stuff that I will show you, and it looks upside down, right? Don't worry, because this is the rule of existence. A lot of stuff looks upside down. And I don't know why he goes to a word mufazi. Mufazi in Arab word means a fantastic place. And they call a wilderness which leads to nowhere, and you will die over there mufazi. As an example, that you could name something. You could name something slave, you could name something master. Name is irrelevant. Form is irrelevant. The essence. Look around you. There are a group of people who judge each other by how they dress up. There are another group of people, they judge each other how they pretend that they are religious or they are believers. Means what? Why did he bring in these two examples only? Look at them carefully. The second one are the cheaters. The cheater that pretend that they are believers, right? What about the first one? They were cheaters. They believed in the cover-up. Because he was talking about the overcoat. Believing in my dress or believing in me. He said, look around you. Everybody is pretending. Lying and cheating is all around. Okay? Now, yes or no? Okay, then what are you going to do? He said, no, listen, be careful. First of all, it's not easy. This is not something simple. For this, if you want to see really through the pretending and through the dress-up of the people, you have to have a very special light. You have to be able to judge the people without them moving even. Not looking at what they do, just looking at them and knowing them. So it needs a very special kind of, let's say, binoculars, right? I hope you haven't forgot how we started. If you want to become crazy, get closer to the crazy people. Craziness is something you don't get it simple, and it looks upside down. Now, I'll tell you, there are some people that they have these laser beam investigative stuff they see inside the people, right? Listen to this. These are the people that, first of all, they will go in your heart from your mind, from your intelligence. And over there, they don't care what do you say. They care what do you really believe, what's the meaning in you. These are the special people on the earth who know the ghaib, the invisible part, the part which is absent here, because they are here to be jabasisul ghulub, means they are here, they are the spies of the heart. These are a special people here, and they're looking around to report about heart of the people. Do you remember we said there is a window from your heart to the hearts? You know what that window is for? Mainly for the light to come into you. But before that, these clever people, they could look inside. You think it is closed because you don't know about that window. Imagine having a window you don't know about. Then talk about your privacy. That's what it is. There is no privacy. There are jalasisul ghulub here. Means the goodness has some spies here to look around. Look in the heart of the people. How? Let's listen.
The chosen servants of the knower of things unseen are in the spiritual world the spies on hearts. He enters within the heart like a fancy. The mystery of state is unveiled to him. In the body of the sparrow, what power and faculty is there that is hidden from the intellect of the falcon?
Remember the falcon? Right at the beginning? The falcon was sitting on the hand of the king, that one who is hunting the truth for me, remember? So, first of all, before that, he said, they will come in your heart like imagination, not like a fancy, like imagination. And it's quite obvious to him the secret of your hal. That's a sirra hal. Not unveiled time. I believe we have to use the word heart itself, because nothing else will do. It's a dual meaning of present and the feeling that... I don't know another word for that. Anyhow, remember that they go in you like imagination, and they know the secret of your heart. How do they know it? Because in comparison, it's all about thoughts. The thinking is about like the falcon and you're like a sparrow. So it's quite obvious that they could know what's going on in you. Yes?
He who has become acquainted with the secrets of who, what to him is the secret of created beings? He whose walk is on the spheres, how should it be hard for him to walk on the earth? Since iron became wax in the hand of David, what should wax be in his hand, O man of iniquity?
Okay, up to here, what was all that? You see, in a way, as if you are questioning him, he knows that you will not really swallow this, that there are people who, by just looking at you, they could read your mind, they could see your heart, they could know you completely. So he tried to somehow prove it to you. First of all, he said, it's like a falcon and a sparrow. Then he said, I'm talking about the people who know about the essence of existence. I'm talking about the who. You know what of the one of the meaning of who? Identity. Al-Huviyya. The identity of the universe. They know this kind of stuff. Are you more complicated? Because he knows that we believe in this secrecy. We believe too much in our privacy. We believe too much that I have a hidden place that nobody knows. So when they say God knows, we are offended. In a way, as if we missed something. He said, it's not like that. There are people walking around looking at you could see it. It doesn't need the godly power really to look at you. You are not the most complicated intergalactic puzzle. It's all the instinct and the animal and the appetite and all this little stuff. So they could see you. Remember that. So do not count on your hidden part. Pretending and dressing up. Look at you. Isn't this your job? Going around, you're going around pretending and dressing up your thought. Remember, we were talking about your thinking, the rest is none of our business. And what do you do with your thought? You dress them up, don't you? And you pretend, you exaggerate them. Exaggerate your knowledge, your feeling, your this, your that, all of that. So remember, do not count on the hidden part that nobody knows. Because if you understand that there are people who will see the king is naked, you will dress. You will not go out naked. Now you go out because you believe that nobody could really know. All these magics we talked even about the power these people have, it's like the hand of David, remember? He was a gold blacksmith. You know how he made the stuff? Iron looked rubber to him because he was that powerful. I'm talking about those powers. And those powers are here. We did not exaggerate. We didn't mean literally doing the iron, of course. We're talking about something else, but they are here and you better be aware of that. Yes? Back to Luqman.
Luqman was a slave in appearance, a master. Servitude was a frontispiece on his outside. When the master goes to a place where he is not known, he puts clothes on his slave.
Again, another story. As if it happens to Luqman, which doesn't, it's another story, he brings it in, it's another irony, which now, the first time we talked about this, being a slave but not being the slave, the